think about long enough, it kind of makes your mind hurt. Anybody ever thought about stuff like that? None of you? All right. You know, stuff that, you know, you just, if you think about it, you know, I started out, I'm that kind of person. My mind likes to think on things that are impossible to figure out. Because I like to fool myself in thinking I can figure it out. I remember my mom, first time when she was teaching me, and I was in first or second grade, to spell the word scent. You know, like something smells, it has a scent. And I said, "Mom, is the S or the C silent?" She said, "I don't know. Which one is? Scent." Isn't that interesting? You're not interested. All right, yeah. You know, or if you say, you know, well, that, if you ever said to something, you know, that's indescribable. Well, haven't you just described it? Are you with me? Some things, you know, your mind is just, you know, kind of, I love my Snapple diet peach iced teas. Those are good. And I had one this morning. And, you know, how fresh they are, because you open them, it all depends on the pop. The louder the pop, the fresher it is. And do they have those always interesting facts underneath there? The one I read the other day, it just blew my mind, that the state of Alaska is America's most eastern and most western state. How is that possible? You know? But it is. You're all bored to death, aren't you? I love those kind of things. Or, you know, someone, you know, you can have, like, someone here and someone, you know, someone born at the same exact time, but in two different time zones, and have two different birthdays. Isn't that amazing? Okay, oh, well. Anyways, that kind of stuff's fascinating to me. All right, anyways, my daughter, Grace, she has that same mind, too. The other day, she says to me, she said, Dad, she said, "If I punch myself and it hurts, am I strong or am I weak?" I was like, "It's pretty good, though, isn't it?" Yeah, I was like, "I don't know, all right? I don't know the answer to that." You know, but, you know, my mind likes to think of things like that. And this is one of those kind of topics, you know, when you start to think about what there was before there was time. I mean, you stop and think about that. It's so hard for us to even comprehend that. I mean, because everything in our life is based on time. I mean, everything. You know, but before there was ever anything, there was God. I mean, before there was ever, creation, before there was a world, before there was a star, there was God. God never had a beginning. Now, if you just sit and think about that, your mind's going to short circuit, because our human minds cannot comprehend that, because we're based, as human beings, everything's on time. Everything, you know, to us, everything has a beginning and everything has an end. But with God, there is no beginning. God has always been. And that's really hard for us to, you know, try to comprehend. But then, you know, again, you know the way my mind kind of works now, it's scary. You know, and so the kids, I love working on the route, the bus route, and we pick up kids in the morning. You know, they're something, man. Us and those kids, you know, we're a good match. Because I'm kind of crazy, and they're very crazy. You know, they're just, they're everywhere. And today I'm sitting there, I'm trying to be all nice, and I'm talking to one of them. I stand up, and one of them had left a half-eaten Laffy Taffy on the seat. Yeah, I sat on it. Yeah. There goes that pair of pants, right? You know, it's just, it's great. It's a great life, right? And they're all laughing, so I just thought I'd have fun with it, and it was just fun. But, you know, it's in my mind, it thinks kind of weird, so I'm thinking, so if God has always been, and before there was ever time, there was God, then what was God doing? Have you ever thought about that? What was God doing before there was ever time? And then I looked in the Bible, and I have the answer to that. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
We know what God was doing.
Yes.
Look in John chapter number 1. If you're able to, let's stand and read the scripture real quick. John chapter number 1. The Bible's going to give us some information of what God was doing before there was ever time. John chapter 1 and verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. The fact is that when everything that we know began, God already was. He had already been there. And not only God, but also, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Before there was ever a beginning, God and the Lord Jesus were already there. And praise the Lord, they brought, that in Him was life. I don't care what any scientists may tell you out there. If they don't agree with my next statement, they're wrong. And I don't care what doctorate degree or what professor or anything title they have behind their name. Let God be true and every man a liar.
Yes.
The fact is, God created everything. All things were made by Him. Things did not just happen by chance. God created all things. In Him was life. And not only did He give us life, but praise the Lord, He brought us light. Now what was He doing before all of this? Let's pray. Father, Lord, I pray You'd open our eyes that we would behold some wondrous things out of Your law this morning. Teach us Your Word. And Lord, if there be anyone here today that's not saved, may this be the day of their salvation. May You put any distraction the devil would like to send our way, any problem, any thoughts that maybe are on our mind, may they be subdued here for the next few minutes, and that our minds and our hearts and our ears be attentive to the Word of God and Your Holy Spirit. Lord, I love You, and just speak to us now. In Your name I pray, amen and amen. Please be seated. So number one, I want you to understand, again, before time began, number one, there was God's person. God was already there. Before there was anything, I like how it says it here, God was. He was already there. It's hard for our minds to kind of wrap around this, but the fact is that God has always been. The Bible says He is an eternal God. The word eternal means it has no beginning and it has no end. Now, our minds can't hardly picture that. But the fact is, it's absolutely true that God has always been. Now, God, this is important to understand that our God is an eternal God. It's important because it helps us understand that that is who He is. When you stop and think, and I know we say that word all the time, you know, that God is an eternal God, or when we get saved, we are given eternal life. See, how's that possible? Because I had a beginning, and You just said eternal is without beginning and without end. Because the life that we have is not ours. We get His life. We get His life, and we will live for all of eternity. But the fact is that it's just the fact that He has no beginning and He has no end reveals the nature and the character of God. There's other verses, I don't have time to go there this morning, but Jesus Christ, our God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the fact that this, again, everything in our life, I've said it 50 times already, I know, but everything in our life is based on time. There's our time of our birth, the time of our death. We can look back and think about all the times in our life. Everything is kind of wrapped up in time. And to us, time is a huge thing, right? I mean, you look at something, if you see a car, you know, that's 30, 40 years old, you're like, wow, that's an old car, that's an antique, or whatever the case may be. But with God, there is no time. We think back about things that happened, you know, early. I remember we went out east one time, we were studying history, and we're looking there in Rhode Island, and my wife and I went and we walked the Freedom Trail in Boston, and we saw all that happened in the early, late 1700s, and then we went to Rhode Island and saw things from the 1600s, and we think, wow, that's old. But then we went over a few years ago to England. We started looking at some different things in England. That was back 1,000 years old. And then, you know, I had the privilege of going over to Israel when I was a teenager, and you see things that were several thousands of years old. And to us, that was such, you know, it's just hard to even think about how long ago that was, but the fact is, with God, you know, we live within a space of time. I mean, every one of us live within time. Everything that's gone on in this earth has gone, taken place within time. Time is within God. We're within time. That's hard for you to, did you catch that? Yeah. We are within time. Everything we do happens in a timeline.
Yes.
Now, if this is the timeline of all that time is, that is nothing within what God is. God is eternal. That's why when he introduced himself to Moses, you remember when they're at the burning bush, he introduced himself with this title. He said, tell them that the I Am has sent thee. Why did he choose that I Am? Because that's, God is not confined by time. He's not within barriers of time. He's beyond time. God is an eternal God. He describes himself in this way because that is his existence. Let me give you a verse. Isaiah 57 and verse number 15 says that about God, that he is the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place. In other words, all I'm trying to say is how awesome our God is. That he is not within the bounds of anything. He is, everything that is within him. He is an awesome God. He's a magnificent God. When I talk about that he is an eternal God, it shows his power. It shows his existence. It shows his knowledge. It shows that he is everything. Our God is everything. So before there was ever time, there was the person, the God's person. Then I want you to see over in 1 Peter. Now let's use our Bibles. 1 Peter chapter number 1, what all was taking place. 1 Peter chapter number 1, and in verse number 20. 1 Peter chapter 1, while you're turning there, Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 8 says this, that Jesus was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Now I want you to see in 1 Peter chapter number 1, in verse number 20, it says this, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. So before the foundation of the world, there was, though we said there was God's person, number 2, there was God's plan. God had a plan before the foundation of the world. Now let's go back a few verses and see this plan, if you will. Jump back with me in verse number 16. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's word, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Did you know that God, before there was ever anything, had a plan? See, what was God doing before there was everything? He had a plan. You say, what was his plan? You see, in verse number 19, he had a plan that his son would die. It was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Now I want you to stop and think on this for a second. It's getting close to Christmas time. It's December. The reason Jesus came, it was never in doubt. He came to die. We'll sing the song this month, no doubt, in our hymn book, Born to Die on Calvary. He was born for that purpose. It wasn't like he came to this earth and it happened to be that he had to die. Before there was ever anything, he had a plan. Now that blows my mind. That God, knowing what would happen, still created us. Isn't that amazing? I mean, the fact is this, that if I knew, if you told me today, that if you get in your car and you drive down, let's say, to Goshen, in the down to the intersection in Goshen today, your son is going to die, you couldn't get me to drive to Goshen. I wouldn't get in the car, I'd stay right where I was, if I had the knowledge of what was going to happen. Did you know when God formed this world, when God took his hand and out of the dust of the ground he formed man, and when God breathed into him life and man became a living soul, God knew before that he would sin. God knew before that Jesus would have to come and die. You see, our salvation is in no other way but through Jesus Christ. God knew that man would fall. You say, then why did God create man in the first place? I'll tell you why. Because he longs to have a relationship with every one of us.
Yes.
You were created for his glory and for his pleasure and for his fellowship. You were created because God desires to have a relationship with you and I. And he loves us so much that Jesus said, I will, before the foundation of the world, I will go one day and pay for their sins. You see, when we go to heaven someday, it's not the things that we have done. It's not the money you've put in an offering plate. It's not the good works that you have done and accomplished in your life. We are going to heaven for one reason. You have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. You have trusted that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, and the only thing that could purchase our redemption is the blood of the precious Lord Jesus Christ. We are not redeemed with gold and silver, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, before the foundation of the world, it was determined that Christ would die. Before the foundation of the world, it was determined that Christ would resurrect. Verse number 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. You know, it was foreordained that not only would he die and shed his blood for us, but that he would rise again for us. It was foreordained in verse number 21 that we can be saved, who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. I'm thankful there in verse number 21 it says, by him do believe in God. Before the foundation of the world, it was already determined that Christ would die, that Christ would rise again, and that we could be saved, look at me, by him. That's the only way to heaven. By him. And it was determined before the foundation of the world, in verse number 23, that we can have that eternal life. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. I'm thankful before the foundation of the world that there was God's person. And I'm thankful today before the foundation of the world that there was God's plan.
Yes.
Now, friends, look at me. There are out there in this world multiple different ways that are being taught that someone can go to heaven. But I want you to know that before there was ever anything, God had a plan, and that plan has never changed. Because that is the only way to heaven, is by Him. And that plan is forever. If you're here today and you've never trusted in Jesus Christ, I got some things for you just to ponder for a second. Just ponder this. Let this settle in to everybody. That before there was anything, God thought of you.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
You all haven't got that, or else you'd be having a hard time not sitting there with a smile on your face.
That's right.
Before there was anything, God thought of you.
Yes.
Not just people. He thought of you.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, it blows my mind that before there was ever a world, before there was ever a star, before there was ever anything, there was a God who thought of Travis Burke, who had come into this world in what we would call 1975, and would die whatever date lies ahead of me, but in eternity ages past, He knew me.
Yes.
He knew you.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
So you don't know what kind of person I've been. You're right, I don't. But He does.
Yes, right.
And you know what He said? I will go and die for them.
Yes.
Not just them. For Travis Burke.
Yes.
For Wayne Haddix, Clarence Phillips. I will die for them.
Amen.
You know why? Because He loves you.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Woo.
Before there was anything, He loved us. There was God's person. There was God's plan. I want you to see, turn over to Titus. Book of Titus. Go back just a few pages. The book of Titus in chapter number 1. Titus chapter number 1. Look at verse number 2 in Titus chapter number 1. There was God's person before there was anything. There was God's person, there was God's plan, and number 3, there was God's promise. Look in Titus chapter 1, verse number 2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised. Now, when did He promise this eternal life? Go ahead and say it. Before the world began. Isn't that awesome? That God made a promise that we could have eternal life. You know when He made the promise? Not after sin came. Not after there was, you know, Cain and Abel. He didn't make the promise after Moses and Sinai. He didn't make the promise after, you know, David sat on the throne. He didn't make the promise after Jesus died on the cross. He didn't make the promise here in 2010. He made the promise before the world began. He said, I promise, before there was time, God made a promise.
Yes.
And I want you to see the promise. Look at a verse real quick. See the substance of the promise. Here's what He promised. Eternal life. That you and I can have eternal life was already promised before the world began. You see the security of the promise. The God which cannot lie. Aren't you glad that God can't lie?
Yes.
It's impossible for God to lie because He's perfectly holy, and He said before there was anything, they can have eternal life.
Amen.
You see the substance, the security, and now the spreading of the promise. This is important. Look at it there in verse number 2. Promised before the world began, but it hath in due times manifested His word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of the God our Savior. God, now listen, this is just something to, we're just talking about what all happened before there was a world. God made a promise. And He promised that we can have eternal life. It is based on the fact that God can't lie. And understand, it is our job to share this promise with each and every one. It is manifest, this promise is shared through the preaching of the Word of God, and that has been committed to our trust. What a great promise. I mean, you know, there's all kinds. My dad's big into those TV shows that, like, The Secrets on Whatever Island, right? My dad loves those kind of things. The Secret Life of Hitler. My dad's like, oh, I'm all in, right? Or so, you know, we found a hidden treasure on some island. My dad's like, have you watched this show? Dad, I don't have time to watch these shows. He's just like, oh, these are incredible. And he'll sit there and talk to you for the next hour. Right, Brother Randy? I mean, he loves these shows, right? And I would love to watch, right? I don't have time to see all those. But the thing, he gets all into, man. These ancient secrets. My son's kind of pulled to those things, right? And he'll be like, Dad, there's this thing about ancient secrets from, you know, some ancient civilization. It was incredible, Dad. And he'll start talking about it and talk about aliens and stuff. I'm like, son. You know, he's just like, don't, but Dad, no, son. You know, he's just like, but he's drawn to this kind of stuff. You know, and our human nature is drawn to that, right? I mean, if we were digging out there and we found this rock that said, the secret of Hammurabi. Number one, how it got here, I don't know. But hey, if we found it, we'd be like, this is incredible. Well, I have something that was promised before the foundation of the world. And it is a message for every human being. It's that we can have eternal life, and it's through Jesus Christ, and I'm supposed to be sharing this promise with everyone. That's your job too. It's a great promise, isn't it? If you're saved, what a wonderful promise! Doesn't everyone deserve to know this? See, before the foundation of the world, there was God's person. Before the foundation of the world, there was God's plan. Before the foundation of the world, there was God's promise. Then I want you, number four, go over to, look with me in Ephesians real quick. Ephesians, for time's sake. Ephesians chapter 1. Just go back a few more pages. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 4. Ephesians 1 and verse number 4. To the believer today, so I'm already saved, praise the Lord. I want you to know that God was talking about you before there was anything. You as a believer. Now look at it real quick. You as a believer, God was already, before there was anything, God had already thought about us and talked about us. Look in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 4. It says, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. So before there was anything, look what God already chose, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Did you know, before there was ever anything, as the Word of God just says, before the foundation of the world, did you know God already, not only did He have a plan, not only was He there, but He also had a plan of how we could be saved. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And then He said, I promise, before the foundation, before there's anything, He promised that we can have eternal life. And then, before the foundation of the world, He said, and those who believe, and when you see predestination in the Bible, this is what it's referring to, that those who will believe, they are predestined. They will one day be more and more like Christ until the day we're with Him and we will be like Christ.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 8 verse number 29 says we are predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
Yeah.
Did you know what God expects out of every believer? You just read it. Before there was a world, before He created anything, you know what He predestined for you? It was already determined. Him and Jesus, they were already there. Amen? John chapter 1. You with me? They were already there. They already had a plan, they already made a promise, and then they already determined that someday, that wicked, rotten Travis Burke, who would be born in sinful flesh and do all the wicked things that I and God know that I've done, but one day, I will be like Christ. I will have an incorruptible body, my sin nature will be removed, I will be holy. And you know what I'm to be right now in this life? You can read it. It says, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Now, some people like to say, well, we're going to be that someday. Well, keep reading. Having predestinated us into the adoption of children. I will pause and just say this, that number one, you were predetermined. It was already talked to you as a believer that you should live a holy life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It was already predetermined that verse number 5, we will be His heirs. What a wonderful thing. We are the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. Did you know the day I got saved, I became God's child. And all that is God's, He wants me to enjoy for all of eternity someday. Heaven is mine to enjoy. What a wonderful... I don't deserve that. Say, when was that determined? God said, all who will believe, it's for all of them. I became God's child according to the good pleasure of His will. Now look at it. To the praise of the glory of His grace. You know, you and I ought to live our life every day to the glory of His grace.
Yes.
That's an important principle for every believer. You know why I ought to live a holy life? You know why I ought to live a life to where I don't go and just indulge in all the worldly things that are out there? You know why I try to dress in a modest way and have my family dress in a modest way? You know why I'm not jamming on the world's music and I listen to a music that is different, that honors God? You know why words don't come out of my mouth and I try to guard every word, that I don't ever use His name in blasphemy, and I don't say words that are filthy communication? You know why I try to live a life that a lost world can see there's something different? For the praise of His glory, of His grace.
Yes.
I want people to know that God changed my life, and He doesn't make me do anything. I'm living a different life because I want Him to be glorified through me.
Yes.
You see, when I curse, if I were to get up and say some filthy word to you, it blasphemes God who saved me. He saved me from that life. Why would I want to use that old filthy language? Why would I want to live a wicked lifestyle and booze it up or live some, you know, adulterous life? That would be a blasphemy to God. He saved me from those things. And when I love Him, my life ought to be about pointing people, look what He did.
Amen.
By the way, that was predetermined before there was ever anything.
Yes.
That God's children should live according to the glory of His grace. So next time we decide to, you know, say a filthy word to make people laugh, or you're mad and you want to cuss somebody out, or you want to go out and live some wicked lifestyle and you claim to be a Christian, understand before there was ever a world, it was already predestined that God's children should live a holy life. And don't you love that last part? Not only are we to live a holy life and we are heirs, but I'll just say this in verse number 6, we're His. I could preach a whole sermon today on the fact there, the verse number 6, He hath made us accepted in the beloved. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
Some people, you need to be reminded of that today. You're accepted.
Yes.
Church, hear me. Friends, hear me. If you're saved, you're accepted.
No. Yes.
Some people really struggle with that. They think God doesn't accept them. Like God's holding a grudge against them. If you've trusted in Jesus, you're accepted.
Amen.
You say, well, I've done some bad things since I got saved. You're accepted.
Amen.
Because it's by Him, not you.
Yes.
It's by Jesus. And when you let that sink in, that ought to make you even more want to live a life that is just to the glory of His grace. When I think of all the things I've done since I got saved, when I think of all the times I failed Him since the day I got saved, and the fact that still, without hesitation, God says He's mine.
Yeah.
I don't deserve that. But it's because of Jesus. And when I know that I'm accepted, and I'm looking at you today telling you, if you're saved, if you've trusted in Christ, you're accepted.
Yeah.
That ought to motivate you.
Yeah.
To live a life to the glory of His grace. Turn over just a few pages to the right to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll wrap this up. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. Before there was ever anything, there was God's person. Before there was ever anything, there was God's plan. Before there was ever anything, there was God's promise. Before there was ever anything, there was God's predestination. Before there was ever anything, number 5, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 8. It says, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before what? Did you know that before the world began, God had a purpose for your life? Isn't it awesome? Before there was anything, God not only knew you and wanted to save you and wanted to fellowship with you and promised you and predetermined that you should be holy, but He also said this, I have a holy calling for that person in Christ. Now that's important because this, before we got saved, we were living according to our own purpose. Before we got saved, the Bible says this to a bunch of other people that were lost, you're of your father, the devil. We are being led by the world, led by our flesh, led by the devil. We are fulfilling his purpose before we got saved. But the moment we got saved, all of a sudden God said, now, Travis Burke can accomplish the purpose that I called for him to do. Do you know, I'll never accomplish that purpose until the day I got saved. Because it started with my salvation. Because God wants everyone. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But it was before, this is just mind-blowing. You ought to be so excited about this. Before there was a world, God said, I know Travis. My son will die for Travis. I make a promise for Travis that he has eternal life. It is my desire that he live to be a holy life to the praise and the glory of Jesus. Now look at me, and I have a purpose for him. I got saved whenever I was 14 years old. The Lord began to work on my life to preach when I was 16. And I knew for a couple weeks that God was calling me to preach. And in the summer of 1991, I was in Florida at a youth conference. And a man preached a message about giving your life to God. And man, I can't explain it to you other than this. I knew in my life, I didn't hear some voice from the sky, but I'm telling you this, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart. And I knew that God was calling me to preach His Word. And I went forward that day. I can remember it. I went forward. I know it was a big old auditorium. I know it was a whole lot of people there. But at that moment, it was me and God. And a man met me. His name was Brother Stan. Brother Stan met me at the front. He said, would you come up forward here? What can I pray with you about? I said, God is calling me to preach. And this is the passage of Scripture he took me to. And he looked at me there. We both were kneeling down at a front pew. And he read this verse. He said, Travis, he said, God, if you're saved, God had a purpose for you. And that plan was determined before there was ever a world. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Makes you feel kind of important, don't it?
Yeah.
And that's not just me. That's you too.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
God has a purpose. You say, well, God didn't call me to preach. Doesn't say God calls everybody to preach.
That's right.
God has a purpose for you. There's a lot of kids out there, because I'm dealing with them, that feel like they're floating through life. They feel like they have no purpose. I told my Sunday school class this morning, some girl walked by me yesterday, broke my heart. I was standing in line waiting to pay for something. This girl had been cutting herself and mutilating herself, and her arms were scarred all the way up. That girl's living a life of death.
Yes.
She just needs to realize God has a purpose for her.
Amen.
Yes. Do you know God has a purpose for you?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. I mean, I'm looking across this auditorium right now. Daniel's back there looking at me. Daniel Hall, before there was ever anything, God said, I have a plan for you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Before there was ever anything, there was God. God said, I have a plan for Jordan Wilson. Did you know God, before the foundation of the world, knew that on December, what is the day, 3rd? December the 3rd, 2017, God said, my purpose, I have a plan, and Jordan Wilson will be leading the singing at Cazadale Baptist Temple. That's incredible, isn't it?
Yes.
You don't look at me and don't think you'd say that ain't true. That is the truth.
Yes.
Before there was ever anything, God had a plan.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know if Jordan Wilson would have ran from God, he would have missed God's plan.
Yes. Right.
God had a plan for Jordan Wilson to marry Christina Sharpetta. If Jordan or her would have been running away from God, they could have missed God's perfect plan.
Yes.
But God's plan is awesome, isn't it?
Yes.
Better say amen, right? Get an elbow in the side, right? God's plan is awesome.
Yes.
Teenagers, look at me. You give your life to God because He has an awesome plan for you. He's not just winging it. He had it before there was ever anything. It's an awesome plan. God has a plan for every adult in this room. If you're running from that plan, you are robbing yourself of some of the greatest blessings that God foreordained before you, before there was anything. Blows my mind to think that before there was time, God had a whole plan for my life. What a blessing that is. God has a purpose for you. I give you this last thing. Turn back to John chapter 17 and we'll pray. John chapter number 17 and in verse number 24. John 17 and verse number 24. And I close with this because it's awesome. What a wonderful thing. John 17 and verse number 24 says this. Father, Jesus is praying here and we get a glimpse into His conversation with His Father God. Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. Now look at this. Look at what it says. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Did you know before there was anything, God loved Jesus?
Yes.
And Jesus loved God.
Yeah.
You say, well, that's great, preacher. That's super. Well, you're missing the whole point. Go up to verse number 23, a few verses ahead of that. I in them, and Thou in me, that Thou may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that Thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me.
Yeah.
Did you know God loves us the same way He loves the Son? Right? You know when God loved Jesus? Before there was anything.
Yeah. Right.
So you know He loves you the same way, right?
That's right.
So did you know before there was anything? God loves you.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. 6,000 years before you were ever born, He loved you. An eternity passed, which we can't comprehend. He loved you. Because He loves us in the same way He loves His Son. And before the foundation of the world, He loved His Son. You know what that says to me? Please give me your ears and your eyes for this last statement. That means this, that God loves me and it's not based on what I've done. Because He loved me before there was ever anything.
Right.
And He loves me, look at me, and it's not based on who I am. Because I was nothing.
Yes.
And He loved me.
Yes.
You know why He loves me? It's not on what I've done, it's not who I am. But look at me. He loves me because of who He is.
Yes.
God loves you. And He's loved you before there was anything.
Yes.